What's up and welcome back to another Kind of Funny screencast trailer reaction, this time to Marvel Studios' latest Miss Marvel coming to Disney Plus in early June. Of course, I'm Tim Geddes and I'm joined by the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
Tim, I got my magic sauce and I'm ready to make magic.
We got the big dog, Kevin Coelho.
He's going to make magic because he's got his magic sauce.
Exactamundo.
The Nitro Rifle, Andy Cortez.
Great afternoon, everybody.
And one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
Good isn't a thing you are, it's a thing you do.
It's what they say. Of course, this is the Kind of Funny screencast where every week we get together to talk about the latest in TV, movies, and trailers. You can get it on youtube.com/kindoffunny or roosterteeth.com. You can also get it as a podcast by searching your favorite podcast service for Kind of Funny screencast, and we'll be right there for you. If you wanted to get the show ad-free and if you wanted to watch it live as we record it, you got to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Just like our Patreon producers, Molecule, Gordon McGuire, Fargo Brady, and Pranksy have done, we appreciate all of you so very, very much. This week, we're brought to you by MeUndies and DoorDash, but I'll tell you all about that later. A little housekeeping for you. We just put up a very special episode of In Review called the MCU In Preview. That was me and Eric Voss from New Rock Stars doing a whole breakdown of our predictions of the 2022 slate of Marvel Studios projects. And with the news of this show coming in June, we weren't totally off. So I'm feeling pretty good. We're off to a good start, Kev. So go check that out. It's available on podcast services and YouTube and all that stuff. Later in the week, we're going to be doing Peacemaker in review, and I'm excited about that. But enough about the future. Let's talk about the now. Kevin, hit play. The weekend.
I like that.
Okay. Okay, so first off, I just want to say, I get it.
You get what?
High school.
Kamala.
Kamala.
Another adventure shirt. Cute.
She thinks I'm some kind of weirdo.
You were a weirdo.
Boys. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You're kind of on my shirt.
Sorry.
But you're staring out the window in your little fantasy land. Kamala. Hey. Already? Really? Come on. Like.
Do I have to figure out my whole future before lunch or is there like. Maybe they're right. I spend too much time.
Sick.
This is insane.
In fantasy land.
That is not you.
It's not really the brown girls from Jersey City. You save the world. That's a fantasy too.
Does something this goes way too far.
You know why? Did you hear something?
Come on. Right.
What does it feel like?
Cosmic. I always thought I wanted this kind of life, but I never imagined.
She was blinded by the light, guys.
Do you even know what you are?
She is vegan.
I'm a superhero.
Cover.
Wow.
That was shit.
That was fantastic.
Hey, Andy Cortez, let's start with you. What'd you think?
That looked so much better than that first preview we saw, which was just like maybe a frame or two or whatever. So that's not saying much, but god damn. I mean, well, the tone of the trailer is just like immaculate, right? They nailed all the music. Like all that stuff is kind of, I feel, easy to make possibly better than what the end product is. But I don't know if this is going to be a final version of the show with all of this sort of Scott Pilgrim-y kind of in-world comic assets. It's got to be, and I hope so, because I love it.
Yeah.
But damn, the tone is fantastic. A bit of a sort of a change with her powers. I don't know if what the decision was there. I think it's cool as shit, because I don't really have a whole lot of knowledge about Ms. Marvel and her backstory. Aside from the video game, Marvel's Avengers. So, yeah, this is awesome.
Hit video game still available right now.
The servers are still up.
Servers are still up. They're still putting on MCU skins. You'll be able to get the skin soon enough, Andy.
Good
then we'll
them.
See if the cow crows at midnight. You know what I mean?
This looks awesome. This looks awesome as hell. I was possibly like one of the more quality kind of, this is our TV offering right now, I think. So yeah, very, very good job.
Greg Miller.
This looks incredible. Like, you know, this is our first time watching this trailer. We all held off for it. And so I saw a few tweets going around, people really digging it. And I was like, okay, I'm glad they're nailing it. I didn't expect it to have the comic book tones. You know what I mean? This is very much, I think, Disney being like, all right, cool. Sony, Spider-Man, you've had your fun. Now we're going to ape that style and have a cool, like, you know, comic book drawing thing and have go on, the little animation stuff going. I'm stoked for it. I love Ms. Marvel. I loved her before the game, the hit game you can get right now, Marvel's Avengers, probably on sale somewhere.
Yeah.
I enjoyed her original comic book run a lot. I thought she was a really cool character. I'm excited to see her in the MCU. I'm excited to see what they do with these new powers, because, again, I know we're going to do frame by frame, but at a glance, you know, and Tim, do you know, was the rumor that they didn't want her to be too much like Mr. Fantastic, because they're going to have a stretchy guy eventually?
Where it's at right now is like, it's all kind of hearsay and just kind of putting things together. Would that make sense that, like, you wouldn't want two heroes with similar power sets? But my theory is more budget based. Like, I think that it's going to be really hard to make stretchy skin look realistic. Yeah, it's a little bit easier to have this like Green Lantern style kind of colorful stuff and still get the same embiggening powers and all that, but kind of
what I think is interesting about it, like, and I know we'll go through it, but like my immediate takeaway, right, is how are they gonna do the powers, what are they gonna do with it, to see her look to be in this chest, to click on this bracelet that seems to give her the abilities there. It looks like it might be kind of tied to her culture. Of course, Kamala Khan, a Pakistani American, a Muslim. I would love to see them double down on that. They already make the reference here, you know, not many brown girls from Jersey are getting superpowers or whatever. I love the fact that they're celebrating her diversity and putting it in. Maybe that's what they're going to use as the impetus for her powers.
These powers look so much cooler than what a stretchy thing would be. Like, visually, I think it translates so much better to the screen. Much better,
yeah. Spoken like somebody who can't stretch. Who's very small.
You're just saying that because none of us like stretching. We don't like that in our
Let me touch the ceiling right now, Andy, and tell you how cool it is, and then you can only dream of that. You'll be like, a bracelet's cooler than that for sure.
Jump up and touch it.
Nick, what do you think?
I mean, this is how you cut a trailer. This is just a great trailer. Like, I was coming into this, I'm like, I'm interested in watching it because I'm interested, as interested as I am to watch any of the other Disney Plus TV series based on Marvel characters, and I have zero context from Ms. Marvel whatsoever. Never met a read a comic book. You guys were talking about stretchy powers, and I was like, did not know that was her power base.
So you need to get your code for Avengers. Do you want to play some Avengers something?
You know, Greg, if you look back at Slack, you will not see me.
Oh, you turned it down. You turned it down. You didn't want that code.
I said absolutely no, thank you. But this to me, you know, regardless of it being a Marvel property, just looks like a fun show. And this is a great trailer. And I don't think they're going to stick with this comic booky style stuff throughout the whole thing. I feel like this is something they added as a post thing to make this really pop.
But even the color palette, right? Like, I think just the color palette you're looking at right now, normal shots and the way they're doing the dream sequences and stuff, like that comic booky enough.
Yeah, the production design behind this is just really well done. I think it just kind of pops, and this just looks like a coming of age story that I want to watch. You know, I mean, how I know this is going to be at least worth our time is you're seeing this and you take out the superpowers and actually just kind of looks like a cool teen show that I'd watch that's well produced with good acting. So, but then of course whoever cut this trailer, give them the Academy Award, because that music cues are phenomenal in this. This is how you get someone hyped for a newer character that I don't have context for. I'm interested. I definitely want to watch this now. There's only the only one shot that pops out to me is like, oh, that was a little CWE, was that shot with the fog, but we'll go through that.
I know, dude. Yeah, that stuck out to me as well. Kev, what'd you think?
I mean, this is a really, really good trailer. Like, I'm kind of blown away by how like interested this trailer has made me. And
I'll send you the link for Avengers 2.
I already have it.
You can reinstall it. If you click the link, you can reinstall it.
It seems like I don't have that much space on PS5.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm limited.
SSD's real small. Yeah.
My phone's not working, so I can't look at the link.
No, but like the only thing gives me pause is the scene here where it's like something about the way that they're talking. It just doesn't seem very like real. And I'm hopeful that like it being in a frame is maybe her recapping it or something. And kind of we're getting it through her lens.
Yeah, I think that's what that is, right? Like when she sees the devil ears on the bully, I feel like that might be maybe her perspective, but we're seeing that through her eyes.
It could be that's just for the trailer, and I hope it's not, because that like elevates this. Because see, he broke her out of the dream and she woke up. Yeah. So that one conversation kind of gives me pause, but there are also other things that they're saying that I'm like, okay, this is, seems like it's taking it very seriously. And the, like, I'm blown away by how cool this looks. The art direction, the like of everything is stunning. And we get a little embiggen. You see, she makes a big old fist. Mm-hmm. Huh? It's pretty exciting. This is rad. I'm legit stoked for this. And when'd you say it's coming? June?
Yeah, June 8th.
Yeah, it's not too far away. Tim, what are your thoughts?
I'm so stoked on this. Like, this definitely, I feel like, is nailing the vibe it's going for. And like you guys are mentioning a lot of comic book stuff. This is screaming one thing to me, and that's Lizzie McGuire, and I am here for it. I love the kind of, you know, coming of age story of teenage girls, all that, but with the kind of like what's in her head being cartoony and all that. I hope we get it in the actual show. I feel like in this trailer, there's a mix of things that I'm like, oh, that might be just for the trailer, or that could actually make sense Scott Pilgrim style in the show. I do hope that they use it though, because I think it kind of sets it apart a little bit. I love the idea of getting this introduction to this character, definitely the youngest character that we've had thus far in the MCU as a main character, at least. Like, we've gotten hints of like kids and like Ant-Man, big kid by the way, or you know, things like Iron Man 3 and all that, but like her getting the title treatment, like she is the focus of it, I think is cool. And like, especially knowing that she's about to graduate to the big screen in the Marvels early next year, it's kind of like the perfect setup. Get introduced to her this June and then next February alongside Captain Marvel in a real movie, I think is going to be really cool. But yeah, I love the colors of this. I love the style. The only thing that I'm not vibing with, I feel, in the second half of the trailer, as we start to see kind of the antagonists, I guess, like that's the stuff that I'm least confident in. Them changing the power set, I think is probably going to be a good thing at the end of the day for this working in this medium. And like Greg was saying, like kind of like being a little bit more tapped into the culture side of things, which I think is going to be a major strength of the show. And I love how much they're diving into it seemingly with this already. But yeah, some of the like the people that seem to be going up against her, I'm not stoked on, just from what we're seeing here. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I'm getting Flag Smasher vibes from Falcon and Winter Soldier.
We're like, we're not gonna care about the bad guys at all.
Yeah, but
like, it's not gonna be interesting rather.
And some of her power stuff, like the beginning hand shit, that's cool. But like, here we get the, I'm getting flashbacks from Matrix Resurrections of Neo blocking bullets, and it's been too soon, guys, too soon.
Don't bring that shit here. Don't bring that shit here. All right.
Hey, they're bringing it here, man. Love this, straight out of one of the most iconic Miss Marvel comic covers. So very cool stuff. Greg, I saw you had your hand raised.
Oh yeah, I might be jumping ahead on how you want to run everything, but my question for you would be: do you think we get, like, is the final shot of this series Captain Marvel showing up saying hey?
I think it's pretty likely that we'll get her. And I know that so far in the shows, I thought it was likely that we're going to get big characters in every single one pretty much. And that hasn't happened, but I mean, we know we're getting Bruce Banner in She-Hulk, so I don't think it's impossible. And when you look at the Star Wars side of things, they have tripled down on, hey, anything can happen. Anyone can show up. So I think that we will, especially because we know that Miss Marvel is 100% confirmed to be in the movie coming up soon.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think this is one of those things where, like, you know, it's an interesting perspective to write from too, right? Because like, when you think about it, we don't really get an opportunity to see how like younger kids would react to there actually being superheroes in the world, right? Like, if Avengers were real and we all grew up with that, we'd be obsessed. We would be 100% obsessed, right? We got a little bit of it with Hailee Steinfeld in the Hawkeye series, but it's going to be cool to just sort of be immersed in that and have that, like live that fantasy fulfillment through her eyes and actually see her. And this is no disrespect to the Hawkeye series, but actually see her get superpowers and actually be able to do super cool stuff that doesn't revolve around 500 arrows could be kind of fun.
Absolutely. We're going to do a frame by frame breakdown of this and see all the fun things that we can find. But before we do that, let me tell you about our sponsors. All right, Kev, you ready to switch over here?
Already done.
First off, I love this shot. Man.
The Ant-Man?
It's just Ant-Man. Yeah, it's like actually an Ant-Man.
Yeah, oh, so here we got a little doodles of Ant-Man versus Man-Ant.
That's funny.
Oh, no.
Flying? What's this flying pig thing that she's drawing here? Is that,
I think
is
it's
that
a sloth.
Oh. That's a sloth who is snapped by Thanos. Going to heaven. You know what I mean?
There we go.
Oh, that's cool. That's funny.
I thought you were actually giving us lore. Yeah. It's like, wow.
Damn, Greg, you really read the comics.
Deep cut. Yeah.
I was just took your word for it.
She has her driving lesson coming up today. So I guess that puts her around like 14, 15, which for some reason I was getting vibes more of like 13. I was getting middle school vibes, but I guess it's high school.
Yeah, I'm
so excited driving. The idea of seeing how high school has impacted them and like what they're like high school kids think about, you know,
Avengers,
all the Avengers, yeah, aliens, all these heroes, yeah, everything going on, the snap even.
Yeah, cool maybe transition here.
It's a great transition. So easy, but so cool and so well done. Mm-hmm. Just right into that.
One thing I didn't call out imagining when we did the reaction to the Doctor Strange trailer that somebody told me after is the when they show the Marvel Studios intro for the Doctor Strange thing, it's actually the OG Marvel Studios intro that they used to use for the like OG X-Men movies and Fantastic Four and stuff. So it's like, that's just kind of a cool hint at potential cameos and stuff.
Cool.
This is so cool though. Top tier studio logo.
I'm such a sucker for that wiggle effect. Yeah. That hand wiggle effect.
The blessing show, baby.
I know.
We originated it.
We did create that.
I don't know if we can take credit for that, Tim, but
I think too, full circle. Roger, remember the most popular blessing show was actually about the Avengers. So there you go. Mm-hmm. A little bit before you go watch it right now.
It's called KFAF. That did the wiggle effect. Let's get not gonna come on, guys.
Nobody watched it.
All this comic book stuff, or the you know the Scott Pilgrim look. Like I really hope they utilize it. I don't want it too much. Just a little in each episode would be great.
But it's funny because it's not comic book, right? It's her hand drawn comic book. It's her handwriting, right?
Right.
Which is so cool. That has another extra level to it of like that is her thought bubble, and I love that they have that extra little like. Mm-hmm. You know, a bit there for it. I love this clock sequence too. It's the clock spinning, but the hands are standing still. It's awesome.
Yeah, the clock stuff's kind of interesting to me because, like, I mean, obviously clocks kind of make you think about time, and this is working in a weird way where it seems like it's kind of going backwards and stuff. And like, I wonder what's the point of that, unless it's just her kind of like looking at the clock at school type thing.
Right here, I have a comic book made by the one and only Kamala Khan. You might remember it from the hit game Marvel's Avengers, but I'm not even making a joke that, of course, she is, you know, she makes her own comics in lore. She's such a big fan of the Avengers.
That's super fun.
Oh my God, her shirt. It's the Beyonce quote, ladies get information, and it's Wasp, Captain Marvel, and Valkyrie.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I also love that just after the Endgame battle that everyone on Earth knows about now, like they're all Avengers. Like Cap saying Avengers Assemble, it's like that literally fucking everyone that was part of that fight was an Avenger now, which is cool.
That's cool.
Because all three of these characters weren't officially on the lineup ever.
Right.
Do you think any of the high schoolers are like, oh man, Wasp is an anti-vaxxer now? It sucks.
Damn. Too real.
A little homemade suit.
Yeah.
I see it. Okay. I was like, for some reason, I thought it was like a pinata or something over there. Because
Looks like it's paper mache, and it also looks like
mache helmet, right?
And that's really, that's one of the things that turned me off in the first sort of trailer. I was like, man, that costume looks whack as hell. But it's like, but we were seeing it on a lower version trailer of it. So I couldn't tell that it's like, oh, it was just a handmade thing that she did at home as like she's a fan of Captain Marvel, you know?
Yeah.
It's a subtle distinction, but I am getting less Disney Channel original movie vibes for this. And I am getting more like Pixar-y type things, especially after just seeing Turning Red. So that's a good sign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I was going with Netflix to All the Boys I Love Before.
Yeah. That's the vibe I'm getting to, which I love, which by the way, Greg,
we're a connoisseur.
The highest mark you could possibly give for coming of age teen love story.
But also, like, I feel like the video profile looks more similar to the MCU than these shows have looked, at least.
Or I agree.
The color grading. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree too, Kevin. That's an interesting thing to point out is like, you know, I obviously, like, it's become a joke at this point that I keep bringing up, like, how these things look, but it really is a subtle difference of how they've graded this footage. It makes it look way more cinematic. And that's an important thing for me, at least, to kind of make I know. I mean, like, dude, I'm like, just grade your footage properly. I don't understand why you can't do that. Don't make it like try and make it look less like TV, for Christ's sake.
I,
I love this shot. This is because this screams TV to me. Like I'm kind of not
sure they dreaming as
well.
This.
But I also think that I just don't love the mohawk. I've never liked that look. I think it's kind of goofy looking.
So this shot right here is like she's wearing her suit, and this is her imagination. Like the suit looks nicer, you know, in her mind. And I think she jumped from her window down to the tree, maybe missed it, but landed, nailed the landing.
You don't think that's the first time she actually gets the suit or whatever the suit is?
No, I think that this is her imagining. Same thing. She's prom queen right now.
She's lost in her head. Yeah, she's the kid in class doodling.
This is Captain Marvel's suit. This is not her suit.
Yeah, this is very much the Nova Corps like logo in the front and everything.
Got it. Love these shots.
These shots with the clock.
It's a number 10.
Oh, it's a 10. I was like, what the hell is that?
I thought it was some sort of weird Thanos symbol.
Omega.
It's really weird, too.
What's up with this kid in a Porsche, man? Who is this kid? I'd be like, who are you? Why do you have so much money?
Who are you?
Do you sell drugs? What's happening? Are you a bad guy? What's happening?
Tito mask.
Did you see the confetti falling on him in the distance?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I love it. I hope they double down on this aesthetic that they're doing.
I don't trust high school kids with Porsches. I just throw that out there.
Yeah, No, they shouldn't have that.
Forget it. Love the poster in the back hanging there. I gotta work that in.
He's got a cat mug too. He's a big cat fan.
You can't be keeping just a jar of peanut M&Ms, the superior M&Ms on your desk right there, man. I'm whittling through that every single day, Andy.
Don't say that. You know that's
you every can't. Single you day. Yeah, there's just never like I have no self control, Nick. There's no willpower.
Nick was saying this, but like they really knocked it out of the park with the hype orchestrated instrumental of Blinding Lights and like every pop with the titles and shit. I was like, okay, they did it with this trailer.
Yeah, because like this, like everything about this font treatment, everything about these visuals and interstitial like graphics and stuff, that screams like this is a movie quality thing. And it's like if you would have gone with a lesser quality like logo and Marvel Presents or whatever, like it would have seemed cheaper, but it just has a high level of production.
Yeah.
And then, Tim, you also have the ability to send audio through. So if you were to, you wanted to, you could.
Do you feel like at this point they're like, okay, we got a good subscriber base for Disney Plus now. We can start just throwing some cheddar at these. Or maybe it's just they don't have to pay Jeremy Rayner's bloated salary.
Fucking guy.
Fucking dead corpse. Demands,
I mean, this shot. It's just so cool, like seeing like the idolization of the Avengers, and
well, you would, right? But that's how just it would be if there was a real Captain Marvel floating around in the cosmos. You'd be like, that's the coolest fucking thing ever. Like,
I idolize them now as a 34-year-old,
and they're not real,
and they're fake. Yeah,
I mean, I sometimes, and I'm sure Andy is exactly the same as me because we're pretty much the same person. But I fantasize, be like, what's it like just working at the Avengers compound? I don't need to be an Avenger. I just want to be on the bench. Like let me fill up the water bottles.
What's the snack bar look like?
Exactly. Know? What's the snack situation over in those in the fridge looking like? So that's where I'm at, man. I mean,
Craig, why did you actually send me the PlayStation Store link to Marvel's Avenger?
Just so you can download it. I know, but you can download it through that page too, Nick. You have it too. Just heads up.
It says $30.
Do I have to buy it with Tim's card?
Yeah, you do. You have to buy it with Tim's card.
Okay. Are there any buildings we recognize? Shout out here, like. The lack of Stark Tower is interesting. Like, when are we going to find out who fucking bought that tower? I can't believe we didn't find out in Hawkeye.
Is it not that little
And shout out
the
to
distance?
The LED strips on the bike wheels. Always a classy move.
But what were you asking, Kevin?
I was saying, is that not the Stark Tower, like, swoosh in the background there that's lit up?
The little check mark?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think so. It doesn't look like the right thing.
I don't know. What's, is this New York? It's New York, right?
She's in Jersey, but yeah, she's in New York. Okay.
Jersey.
I don't know. We're up in the attic where you assume we're going to find the...
All the scary stuff happens in the attic.
Yeah. You
know. I don't think
She goes out of her way to say cosmic, so this is a cosmic ability, Timmy?
Probably. I mean, yeah, this is not from the comics, so these bracelets, they're a new thing for this, as far as I know, at least, from any of the Marvels I've read.
Maybe we got some Shang-Chi kind of interconnection.
I was wondering about that too.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking yesterday when I was talking to Eric Voss about the Marvel stuff, and we're talking about the Shang-Chi post credits that had that like almost bracelet looking beacon. And it was like, what is that? We don't know yet. And Captain Marvel was part of that post credit scene. So potentially it's connected.
Oh, that would be a great way to connect it to, like, have Captain Marvel come in and like explain that, like, oh, it's a similar ping that we have seen recently.
Mm-hmm. Got a guy dressed as Iron Man there.
You imagine this is a Halloween party then, right?
Yeah.
There's a Captain America shield over on the top.
Maybe it's just, you know, anniversary of the blip. Let's all get together and celebrate the heroes who saved us.
Mm. What's she doing there?
By dancing. By dancing.
Astral plane right here, dude.
Yeah.
It's so funny too, like the idea of like just the different colors for different powers and how they kind of pop in your subconscious of like you see purple, you see that like that crystal breaking purple, and you're like, all right, this is some sort of astral plane, like cosmic power, other dimensional Doctor thing.
Strange stuff.
Yeah, that's just that's so fun that they have developed that visual language now throughout all these properties that you see, you kind of just know. I mean, it does help.
A lot of Captain Marvel when you look around the room.
Oh my god,
she's a big fan.
Yeah, that was our whole thing.
Also, Captain Marvel's been hanging around, right? Doing stuff.
Presumably, right?
Yeah.
I know, but she hung around. She seems like she's always off world.
And they already established that they make comics. Am I thinking Logan? Where they make comics of
you're thinking of Logan
in the real world. But it's interesting to see because that looks like an actual illustration from a comic book that she has blown up on a poster behind her.
Sure, but I'm sure there's tons of fan art, right?
Who gets royalties for that?
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, I've obviously Tony Stark, everyone knows he's him, so you better believe his lawyers are gonna have a thing to say if you're trying to sell his likeness.
That power looks so cool.
Yeah, can you go back? I want to see what the actual shape, because it looks like she's projecting egg, and then when it hits the door, the last frame. No, it's just like a rectangle.
Glass goo.
Yeah.
Glass of goo.
Crystally glue, you know? Hits and...
What is this?
Splatters. Who are you?
And then Circle Q is like the corner store in the comics, too. Like, that's not a real place, but it's like a... In the world,
that's not the same corner store that we saw with in the Spider-Man movies, right?
No.
But it's
not a reference to the now closed down Circle K corner stores back in the Rio Grande Valley.
Do we think that's the convenience store we saw earlier with like the light strip
when she's inside of it?
Yeah,
in the costume, presumably, right?
It's gonna get blown off. That's not good.
Maybe she'll save it with her cosmic, the power cosmic.
I think
there are a few things cooler than floating platforms. Like, there's few things cooler than that concept in movies. Like, when we first saw, was it
Doctor Strange?
Oh, but
Star Lord throwing the things for Star Lord to run on, which is fucking awesome.
It's so badass. It's like the coolest thing that you can do in video games and movies.
It reminds me of that scene in Onward, though, where he's like walking and like he's like, oh, I have confidence in myself. I'm like, that kid's gonna fall and die. This is making my palms sweat.
You just have to believe.
I don't believe.
I know.
Yeah, like all this stuff, it's like, oh god, what's happening here?
Well, this shot, I'm like, all right, somebody watched a lot of Arrow on the CW.
that shot looks like they're about to show a band perform at the VMAs or something.
Sure.
Like,
imagine now welcome to the stage, VMAs, 98 degrees.
Is it like Milk Bar? Is it like a Milk Bar show, Tim?
Oh, God.
That's a good point, man.
Shout out to this jacket, man. I love the symbol kind of being the latch between them.
And so, cool.
Do we have any idea who the bad guys are?
No, and I think that's one of the more interesting things is, you know, the main storyline of Ms. Marvel is her kind of getting the whole Inhumans Terrigen Mist treatment. Like, that's how she got her powers. But like, I think given that the Inhumans show was what it was, like, I don't think that they're going to go down that, especially now that they have the X-Men back. But I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's somehow related to a variation of that. Andy?
Terra what?
Yeah, excuse me. Stop saying this. I'm making up words.
Terrigen Mist is, I mean, if you played the hit video game.
Thank you.
The Avengers, you would know a thing or two. But it's essentially this, like, mist. Go for it, Kev.
Well, no. It's Marvel trying to handle the fact that they didn't own the X-Men anymore for movie stuff. So they were trying to make an offshoot, right?
A way people could use it and get powers.
Yeah,
the source is the comics, like, so that wasn't like that's not fully true, but they did put a lot more attention on them as opposed to the X-Men in the last 10 years because of the movie side of things. But there's this group of people, there's a royal family, and eventually like there's like a bomb that goes off,
royal family,
and the mist turns the people that it touched, like it kind of turns them into a type of mutant, but they're not mutants, and it gives them abilities, and it got her.
Got it.
Fascinating.
But like, she has this. Does that Terrigen Mist combine itself with the bracelet?
Well, no, they're probably not going.
The bracelet's a new thing in this. So I have a feeling that they're going to go the bracelet route instead of the mist route.
Got it.
That makes sense. What are we seeing here, do we think? This is like...
mosque.
That's a mosque. What about this shot? No. This is the one that...
Hey, you're right. This looks like more is going on.
Yeah.
Because that shot, that far shot with the people walking through those, through the crops, like that's like a, that looks like such a high quality film shot.
Yeah, this is the shot that really popped to me of being like, wow, this is, that's a beautifully composed shot, but it also is like, what's going on here? You know, I don't know if it's, this looks like maybe it's like, it ties back to her family or something, or I don't know what's happening.
I think that's tying back into whatever's going on with the bracelet.
You think so?
Mm. Yeah.
That's dope. Who's this guy?
Mystery.
One of the people fighting her. See, I think the bracelet activating is going to bring back the people who are against it or want it back for their culture, land, I don't know, whatever.
Whatever needs they have. This is great, though.
Yeah.
Bigand? So she has, like, green power or green lantern powers, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Which I think is just, it's a way smarter route to take if you're just going to let her have that power set without it looking goofy as all shit without the movie budget.
Yeah, it's the perfect way to sort of contextualize that without... Yeah, because unless you have stellar CG, even if you do, I don't know how well it translates without looking goofy.
Yeah.
See, now she's looking at her actual costume. That's pretty cool.
So cool, yeah.
Wow.
The little cowl that she wears.
That's awesome.
She goes to a lot of parties, though. I will say this about
she
this.
She does.
Fuck yeah, dude.
She likes fucking parties.
Good for her. So right.
I just want this. Here's another party. This is a different scene, right? She's at a party here. Sure, go back a couple, Tim.
Well, that was
balloons in the background. See those balloons? That's a party.
Yeah,
balloon.
Dude.
Everybody, let's. Well, right now, let's set the over under.
Okay.
How many parties are 10. We doing? Like, I'm setting the over under at 4.5. How many parties? Like, you
go to parties,
half. How do you get half a party?
Yeah, how do you get half parties?
It's over under. That's how you bet.
I don't understand how over under works.
Yeah, I don't
know. Explain to me whatever that.
To
me, Can we also go back and talk about that pterodactyl powers that you guys were talking about earlier? What was the pterodactyl mutant juice? What are we talking about?
The pterogen mist?
Is there something you want me to go back to, Nick? Or you just
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a different outfit.
These.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Oh.
Here's the deal. If this is the costume, if that's what she ends up wearing, then I'm totally fine with that. I hope they don't go full like.
But why is it? Well, I guess there?
Comic book, to be comic book accurate, she doesn't have the mohawk, right? They don't put her in that.
The mohawk's Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that's so just her wanting to be a fan of Captain Marvel.
Got it. Okay, yeah, so she's not perfect. That, thank God, because that'd be so silly running around in that thing.
Her outfit is just like the mask that just we just saw, and her outfit's more like a stylized like.
More I'm begging you just look at the cover of Marvel's Avengers, Nick. That's all.
Yes.
Click in the link in stack. You don't have to buy it. That's it right there.
Oh, that's her outfit right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks cool.
That's cool. That looks good.
That looks awesome.
That's where it should be.
It's interesting. Her power looks
more... She's protecting the pretty boy, too.
Oh, is that over there?
The kid with the Porsche. I don't trust this kid.
Tim, I'll be real with you. Like, I'm going to have to fight you on this one, Tim. I love the bullet stopping with the purple powers.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying I'm a little worried. Andy, are they going to overdo it? Because they showed no restraint.
Look at those cars. Look at how much the cars.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched Matrix Revolutions or whatever the last one was.
Good movie.
Resurrections. Resurrections.
You don't need to take it back.
There was 45 minutes where he just stopped bullets, and I was like, wow, Keanu Reeves just didn't want to get out of that chair.
I could have used 2 hours more of that,
Does it seem like the power's more blue now that she's got the other outfit on?
It's purpley blue.
Pink and purple.
Maybe he's just reflecting. Yeah.
That's cool. This looks fun. I'm excited.
You know what, Nick? I'm excited too. I hope Abu's good.
That's her dad?
Yeah.
God, I hope they sell that jacket.
She seems cool. She's charming.
Adorable, she's very charming. Yeah. She's someone she's an actress and a character that you want to spend an entire series with. And yeah, you look forward to it. And I also just love the fact that they're like, I don't know, just as a good man. Like going back to the costume, it's like I just love that they capture him like Chuck Taylor's, you know? Like, wow. See,
Greg, you're so dead on with that where like I think Hawkeye was like probably my least favorite offering of the Marvel shows But Hailee Steinfeld's so great to watch, and she's funny, and every line delivered is perfect. Same with Tom Holland, and I'm already getting those vibes from her, from this actress here. I think she's like immediately, even if the story isn't necessarily interesting, if the writing is entertaining and fun enough, I think she's going to absolutely kill this role.
I love here the title treatment. The this looks like her scarf, like her sash.
Yeah, I'm blown away. Everything about this trailer was so well done. Even this camera looks great.
Even the Disney Plus, the little like power lightning cosmic after lightning going through it is pretty cool too. It's a nice little touch.
Yeah, it's great.
The little NovaCore star being like the period on Miss. So cool.
Right there, boom. I love that little extra little
gadoosh.
Player. Yeah, man, this is super cool. When does this drop?
June 8th.
June 8th.
It's crazy how excited I am for this after how not excited I was for the initial pictures that we saw of stuff.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, this looks like the budget's not quite there. But then this trailer came out.
Give him a shot, Kev.
Yeah. I mean, don't worry about the leaked images. I'm in. That's why they leaked. I don't think they were.
That's why they don't call them the week. They call them the weekend because it's exciting.
God, let's end the video. Jesus.
Yeah, the last thing I want to say is that June 8th, something that's interesting about that is this will mark the first time we're getting two big deal launches on Disney Plus at the same time, because this will be Kenobi debuts May 25th, and so Kenobi Episode 3 will be the same day this Episode 1 happens, so those will both be coming out at the same time, which will be essentially Moon Knight goes like right into Kenobi, goes right into on top of this, and then we also have Doctor Strange happening the finale week of Moon Knight, and then this will probably end with Thor Love and Thunder during the finale week, which is insane.
Jesus, that is an amazing embarrassment of riches, and we are all very, very lucky to have that. See, Andy, if they wanted him to be boring, they called him the Monday, but they called him the weekend instead. That's exciting. The weekend, anything can happen.
Bye.